take agenda item 5B, which is Charles and his normal sparkling financial presentation.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here this afternoon to have a shiny, sparkling financial presentation. Today's discussion is on financial participation charges and our updates. So I'm just going to get into the agenda here. Some of our items here are the review of our revenue and our financial participation charges, how those fit into our financial resiliency and our overall portfolio. Then talk about our FPC study process and our proposed schedule, and then just have some discussions about FPC, opportunity to answer your questions the board might have on it. So overall, what is a financial participation charge? Well, this is a charge that the district has had in place for some time now. This charge is here for the purposes of ensuring that the development pays its fair share of the district's capital facilities. The philosophy being that growth pays for growth in the district, and it is fair that the new development will pay for its share of capacity. This helps alleviate any rate shocks or any increases in rates or charges to our rate payers. They're paying for their proportionate share of their capacity that they have available, but any new development will pay for their share. So the FPC helps ensure that. This is also sometimes called a connection fee, and many different agencies have these charges. And it's to collect a fee to pay for the planned and existing regional water and wastewater facilities. And development is required to pay a proportionate share of this buy-in for the capital facilities. And we charge it on an equivalent meter service, or EMS, for the water system, or an equivalent dwelling unit, or EDU, for the sewer. And these funding mechanism, or this funding mechanism, pays for a variety of facilities, but just to illustrate a few of those, we have the water transmission pipelines, our pumping stations, wastewater treatment plants, sewage transmission lines, sewage lift stations, and so on. So it's basically our large facilities that provide regional benefit, that is something that irrespective of where that particular parcel is located, is receiving benefit from these large investments that we've made to provide reliable service. So a little context of how does the FPC or connection fee fit into the story of Eastern's revenue to fund all of our programs. In fiscal year 2019, the FPC was roughly $56 million, or 18% of our total revenue from our rates, fees, and charges. So it's a significant component of our revenue. By having this charge, again, we're able to ensure that our ratepayers are paying an affordable rate. And without having this FPC charge, which I might remind you, many districts do not charge a connection fee. They need to recover their costs through rates. So we believe this is a more equitable way of charging for the beneficiary of service, and the development will pay their proportionate fair charge for their service. So a little bit about the process of our FPC study, a little reminder or some going back down memory lane for some of you. The district last conducted an FPC study in 2011, and once that FPC was completed and that study, the board approved the annual adjustment to the FPC rate using the ENR, Engineering News Record, Annual Construction Cost Index. So since 2011 study, we've been adjusting the FPC rate each year on an annual basis, just to recover our cost, and this is a good reflection of what the construction costs are in the region. And it's been working quite well. We have a collaboration with doing outreach to the Building Industry Association each year, notifying them of this adjustment, and have not seen any comment or any questions related to the methodology and the approach that we've been using. But we do recognize, though, it's been 10 years now since we've done this study. And we recognize that the costs have adjusted internally within the district. It would be appropriate for us to re-examine the cost, ensure that we're allocating them correctly. So that's what we're recommending at this point, and doing the study to evaluate that and bring it fresh. Some of the key elements of the study will include a review of the existing FPC charge methodology, the capital master plans, and the system capacities. a lot of these studies and programs have been adopted subsequent to the 2011 study. We want to incorporate all of that information into a new study. We want to review the functional allocation within the systems and make recommendations to adjust the connection fee respectively. And we want to recommend updating the charge amount for each system as a result of that study. Now, what's new or what's in addition to our prior study and what we're proposing here is some additional tasks, and there's two cases of these. One is a regional water tank planning and development conditioning, and the second is a recycled water distribution facility and charges assessed in different regions depending on development conditioning. So the first one is an example of there are a few occasions where a tank storage and pressure was necessary in a certain development area. It was a development that would require an acceleration of an investment of a tank or an expansion of capacity within that zone. In past practice, we left it that would not be a project that the district would fund in advance. But we've had discussions with developers, and they've inquired whether or not those accelerated projects that the developers funded, if their contribution to funding it could be offset by future FPC revenues paid for downstream in that area. Since they've advanced the capital, could they be eligible for reimbursement for a project cost that inevitably would eventually have been built, but they've accelerated it? So we don't have a current policy in that regard, and so what we're asking the consultant to do is evaluate that and give some suggestions on best practices. And we think that's reasonable for us to evaluate, see if there's others that do that in a fair and equitable way. And then the second one is an area where we've recently adopted a recycled water distribution facility area, and that area would where we concentrate our recycled water for landscape improvements. And by having that dedicated zone and investments, we recognize that that area is going to receive benefits for their water, and they're also going to be making significant capital investments directly on their properties and in their frontage. But those areas are going to have a burden of the cost associated with that infrastructure. But meanwhile, the properties outside of that area, we're going to benefit from those investments done in the way of getting offsets for getting potable water benefits. And they're also going to have the benefit of not having to invest in purple pipe going further out to their reaches, which is going to be benefiting to them. So what we'd like to do is study that cost component, the cost allocations of that system, and come up with methodologies to fairly allocate those costs and come up with rate structures that would meet all of our requirements and fairly charge each of those property owners. So we think this is an interesting exercise for recycled water distribution. And we also want to examine that in the context of how we're currently recovering costs for our recycled water program. So those are two newer components of our study relative to our last study, but we think this will be something that our consultants can easily accomplish in their evaluation. So our last slide here is just our schedule. Our proposal is to go out with an RFP end of this month to various consultants. We talked to the admin committee. Our last consultant was Red Oak Consulting, and Red Oak is now part of Arcadis, and we would look at them as a potential proposer. There's several other consultants who are specialists in this area and understand California requirements. So we anticipate getting several good qualified firms to propose on this. Proposals are due in April, we'll evaluate in May, come back to the board in June with recommendations for the selection. And then the evaluations would begin. We anticipate about a six-month process to do the study. While we're doing that study, we would propose concurrent outreach to the Building Industry Association, and with input from our administrative committee, we talked about other ways to outreach, discuss groups such as WRCOG, the cities, and other stakeholders, doing outreach with them to let them know we're doing this study, we're going with some different findings, get their input as to what we're seeing as our opportunities for adjustments to our charge. And then at some point late in 2020, we come back with some summaries for the board to consider with the anticipation that we would make recommendations for approval of the study findings and adjustments to any FPC charges sometime in early 2021. We're hoping to be able to do that in January. So that concludes my presentation. I know I threw a lot out there, but trying to be very glitzy for my finance presentation. So happy answering any questions that you might have.
I have a question. Isn't there a National Industrial Builders Association?
A National Industrial Builders Association?
I think they have not.
Is it NAOP? They're commercial buildings.
They're what?
National Association of Industrial Properties.
Okay. I wonder if we should reach out to them as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of warehousing going on, not only in our district.
And I don't know how active they are in Inland Empire, but we'll find out.
Okay. And then how long did it take us to last year?
It took us a while.
That was my recollection.
My recollection is that we began the study with Red Oak in 2009, and we completed the study portion in 2011, so this is a two-year effort.
We're going to move up that schedule a little bit.
Okay.
We continue to improve here at Eastern, and we think we can get
first time, now we've done it.
We've been there, done that. We can get this done in a year.
All right.
What
that
about property taxes, the ad valorem tax? Is that a component of this? Is there any consideration given to that?
It is not, in that those property tax elements are funding a different portion of our system.
Right.
So this is just for capacity reserved for new expansion, whereas the property taxes are funding for the replacement side. Any other questions? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Sparkling as usual. Okay. With that, we'll go to the receive and file. I'll set a motion in a second for approval of items 6A through 6B.
Move approval.
Second. Then move to second. Is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. With that, we'll go to calendar review. Tammy.
Good afternoon, President Sullivan, members of the board. I'm Nicole this afternoon. So inside your packets is the board calendar review. And we have a few items of interest for your consideration. And we'll start off with the March 15th through the 17th. We have Water Reuse California Conference. And that's going to be in San Francisco, and the district has a sponsorship for this event. We also have April 2nd through the 3rd, the California Water Policy Conference 29, UC Davis Conference Center, and this is also a district sponsorship. And the flyers for both of these events are attached in the back of your packet. Page 2. We have the board members' calendars for the next couple of weeks, starting with, looks like today through the 21st. We have Director Polly at the Urban Water Institute Spring Conference in Palm Springs, followed by Friday, February 21st, we have the Hemet San Jacinto Action Group Luncheon featuring Supervisor Jeff Hewitt taking place at Saboba. And that is for Director Polly and Director Sullivan.
And it looks like I will not be able to make that. So,
do we have to RSVP to that?
We should. I'm going to try to make it.
Yeah, I know Mary and Ashley wanted to go. So,
that'd be great.
Do I call Eva or what? Okay.
We can get more information on that too, if you'd like.
All right.
Director Sullivan.
Can you do that?
Yeah, can we?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on.
School's not going in the area.
Okay.
So it's just
transferred.
Okay.
Okay. Sunday, February 23rd to Monday, February 24th, we have Director Record, Monday Morning Group, the Legislative Meeting in Sacramento. CalDSEL Executive Committee Teleconference for Director Polly is Monday, February 24th from 11 to 12. followed by Director Polly again for the Hemet San Jacinto Water Master meeting from 4 to 6:30. And then we have the AquaDC conference, Director Polly again, on Tuesday, February 25th through Thursday, the 27th. And Director Record, we have MWD committee meetings on Tuesday, February 25th, along with the EMWD board, the executive committee meeting for Directors Slauson and Sullivan from 2 to 3:30.
We just actually canceled that.
Okay. Thank you. And that is followed by the EMWD Board Operations and Engineering Committee meeting for Directors Lawson and Sullivan, again, from 3:30 to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. Followed by the Multi-State Salinity Coalition Annual Salinity Summit in Las Vegas for Director Sullivan from Wednesday, February 26th through Friday, February 28th. We have Wednesday, February 26th for Director Polly, the Washington, D.C. briefing and luncheon at the Capitol Visitor Center from 12 to 1:30. WRCOG Exec Committee for Director Sullivan on Monday, March 2nd from 2 to 3:30. And Director Sullivan on Tuesday, March 3rd, the Paris Chamber of Commerce perk-up meeting from 8 to 9.
All right.
Followed by the SAPA Commission workshop from 9:30 to 12. And the joint EMWD and Elsinore Valley interagency meeting, Director Corona, that's from 3:30 to 4:30 on that Tuesday, March 3rd. If we turn to page 3, you will see some peak items with RSVPs and important dates to remember. So if you have any changes or if anybody would like to receive additional information, please let us know. At the bottom of page 3, we have the upcoming board meetings, and those are all on schedule. Continue to page 4, and we have the board committee meetings and joint interagency meetings with the asterisks beside the ones that have been rescheduled. And if we go on to page 5, we have the out-of-office schedule. It's like Director Polly and Director Record have some upcoming dates. And there are no holidays coming up. Do you have any additions or questions on the calendar?
On mine, I do have next Wednesday, the 26th, Chamber Record.
Wednesday, the 26th? Got it. Thank you, Director Slauson. If you have no further questions, that concludes my report.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Director Corona for his meetings.
Okay. I had a good meeting with Paul on February 12th and went to Rancho Water District meeting last week, and fairly uneventful. That's it.
Okay, Director Pauly.
I did not make the executive committee strategic planning session, but I was at the conference. Jeff and I attended, and we got a great tour of the Santa Barbara desal facility. Jeff said he would like two of those laid out in that configuration. But Jeff, would you say that was rather small?
Very tight.
Very tight. But anyway, it's very interesting. Conference is interesting. One of the panels was had Adam Kowalski as a presenter about marketing desal, how we should talk to the public about it so that we can make it more acceptable to the environmental community. So I thought, I don't know, Jeff, your thoughts, but that was a pretty interesting conference. And then I attended the Winchester MAC meeting. Supervisor Washington was the featured speaker, and he gave a couple very nice shout-outs to Eastern and the great job that we do here. That's my report.
Good. All right, Director Record.
Finance and Insurance Committee Agenda Review, that's with the Chair Quinones and me as Vice Chair of Finance with our CFO, pretty standard. Standing Committee and Board meetings, I heard an overview of Integrated Resources Plan kickoff that gets underway later this month, which will be It's going to be an interesting process. Also, presentation on the final budget, which we had several staff there for the hour and a half presentation, which was I thought it went well. A few questions, but we'll have our second workshop next week, so I anticipate we'll really get into it at that time. Adopted state legislative and federal legislative priorities. Had interesting discussion with an LA director who works for NRDC about trying to include recycled water recognition and potential conservation issues. And if that turned out wrong, I will. You need to know that Joe Mawad was there and was part of the conversation, so he can take the blame for that. Also had a really good presentation on the islands that Met purchased in the Delta a few years ago, potential uses for those, and was very well received by the board, and unfortunately the agency that asked for the presentation wasn't in attendance, but we'll make sure that they at some point get that. Get to see that because it's a very positive, and I'm certainly glad that we made that purchase and made the investment. It could be a real game changer. February 5th, I attended a meeting with Governor Newsom that was put together by Chairwoman Gray. Good meeting. Secretary Crowfoot was also there. The governor expressed his support for the conveyance and is willing to come to the Met Board and talk about this work, and is very appreciative of Met's participation in the voluntary settlement process, which unfortunately may be blowing up today with the president in Bakersfield, but that's a really important part of how we go forward on supply and water quality issues, so it would be a shame if that happened, but good to hear his support for that. Another Finance and Insurance Committee review, and then standing committee meetings, and for Easter, Joint Caucus, go over the Met agenda, which is good. Meeting with General Manager is always informative, and a couple other of the same meetings, which turned out well.
That's it for me.
Okay.
Director Slauson.
Yes, I attended the Marin Valley Chamber of Commerce Installation Award Ceremony. Had a chance to talk with Jeff Hewitt, and swearing in was by Chad Bianco. It was very well attended. It was good to have an update with the general manager on February 13th. That would be Paul Jones. And always very enlightening. So I'd like to have a little additional time and background on some of this information. And attended SAPI yesterday. And of note, we acknowledged new Commissioner Kelly Rowe from Orange County Water District. And updated our procurement policy and general manager in our house, among other things, $100,000 spending limit. And one update on the state legislative report, AB 2093. And software is taking an opposed position on it. It requires emails to be saved for 2 years. I asked if that would apply also to our home servers, if we're using it for district business. They didn't have the answer to that, but they said they would look into it. But we may want to take a similar
position. We'll take a look at that.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. I attended the University of California, Riverside, Southern California Affordability Symposium at the college. It was very well attended, and as usual, EMWD was the highlight. I think the thing that we put together for the affordability study resonated with everyone, and it's always nice to have Joaquin Esquivel there from the State Board, and it just, as much as I could see, gave Paul and Joaquin a nice time to talk about a few things on our bill going forward up there. I did attend the briefing and part of the tour for the Cal Poly Pomona facility engineering students.
You know, I thought it was a great morning. There's 91 or 92 or 93 students plus the professors. They were all engaged. We didn't tell them that they were not from the right Cal Poly College, but we kind of passed that one over. So anyway, you know, I think that it pays dividends. Paul did an excellent job, and for everything that I understand, that Joe did an excellent job in closing it out at the end of the day, and everybody really enjoyed the tours. I attended the MODOC Water Policy Forum last Thursday night. Jeff Keitlinger was the speaker. You know, I thought it was probably one of the better speaking engagements that they had. I learned more that night than I didn't know about what happens on the Colorado River, some of the stuff on the state water projects, some of the things that MET has done over the years. I just thought, you know, for somebody to sit there and not have any notes, and he just went all the way through it. You didn't hear anybody leaving early. You know, it was, I just thought that Jeff did a fantastic job. Update with the general manager. I echo Director Slauson's comments. It's always nice to have a little more of an in-depth background on a couple of issues. And this morning, Paul and I were with the city of Menifee on Quail Valley, along with Ken Calvert, most of his Washington, D.C. staff, and it just provided a lot of additional background for us, not only what we're doing for Quail Valley, but Paul's ability to sit down with Rebecca on the things that we're doing on the March Air Force Base stuff. So it was just was a nice meeting. That's it. So with that, Steve, we have reason for closed session today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do, under item 9, labor negotiations update pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. Okay.